This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a regional conference on drug trafficking and national security in New Delhi. During the conference, the Union Minister inaugurated the drug disposal fortnight, the extension of the M-2 helpline to all states and union territories, and a new office complex of the Narcotics Control Bureau's Bhopal Zonal Unit. Meanwhile, the drug disposal fortnight drive began today and will continue till 25th of this month. During this period, over 44,000 kilograms of seized narcotics worth over 2,000 crore rupees in market value will be disposed of. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnaw today visited the Center for Advanced Computing Development in Pune, Maharashtra. On the occasion, he inaugurated the Teja JAS-64 chip developed by CDAC and the Nova Development Board. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has announced India will host the 28th Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of Parliaments of Commonwealth Countries in 2026. The 28th CSPOC will be on the application of AI and social media in the working of parliaments. Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that the significance of the Siang Multipurpose Project on Siang River in Upper Siang District has grown manifold after the reports of China constructing the world's largest dam on the river in Tibet. He said this at the opening ceremony of the three-day Silver Jubilee celebration of the Galo Welfare Society at Paya Village in Alo in West Siang District yesterday. He reiterated that the project is not a hydroelectric project, but a multi-purpose project of national importance. He said the revenue generation of the state has grown substantially in the last 7 to 8 years, as a result of which the state government has been able to execute people-centric projects and welfare schemes, stressing on the need to tap the natural potential of the state for the resource generation. He pointed that the more revenue generated, more development will come. Mr. Khandu, however, cautioned that in the face of development and modernity, the cultural identity of the state's indigenous communities should not get diluted. In Assam, rescue team retrieved three bodies from the flooded coal mine at Umrangso of Dimahasao district today. Five workers are still missing. Rescue operations by multiple central and state agencies continue for the sixth day to locate remaining workers stuck inside the illegal Red Hole coal mine. On Monday, nine workers were stuck inside the coal mine after water entered into it. Two people were arrested in connection with the incident. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that dense fog condition is likely to prevail over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Orissa and Northwest till tomorrow. A 10-month-old child was detected with human metapneumovirus in Assam yesterday. The child is undergoing treatment at Assam Medical College and Hospital in Dibrugarh and is stable now. AMCH Superintendent Dr. D. Buya said the child was admitted to the state-run hospital with cold-related symptoms for 4 days ago, and during routine tests, the virus was detected. He further said it is a common virus and is nothing to worry about. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today flagged off a historic expedition to raft the entire length of the Brahmaputra River within Indian borders from Itanagar. The 916-kilometer rafting expedition undertaken by the National Institute of Mountaineering and Adventure Sports will commence from Geling in Arunachal Pradesh on 14th of this month and culminate at Dhubri, Hatsing Mari, Assam on 14 February. The expedition aims to promote adventure tourism, foster environmental awareness and inspire youth to engage in adventure sports. A series of Arunachal Pradesh's cultural and religious festivities will be held in the state and in the national capital, New Delhi. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, in a social media post, has invited all the people to visit Parsuram Kund Mela from 12th to 16th of this month at Telu Sati Tailung area in Lohit district, Bharat Lok Sangeet Mahotsav from 9 to 11th February at Namsai, and Arunachal GI Mahotsav 2025 from 28th February to 2nd March in New Delhi. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.